Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein, your host for the next however many minutes these go on for. And of course, a lot of you now are listening to this thinking, his hair sounds shorter. Yeah, it is. Had it cut by my hairdresser, Billy, this morning. So good work, Bill. Still don't get a discount, though, because I mentioned it. Maybe that would change. Anyway, on to the podcast. And of course, it can only begin in one place after a busy night of FA Cup football. And that, of course, is with you. Your views are heard live on national radio Monday to Thursday on Andy Goldstein Sports Bar from 10 p.m. And last night was no different.
To his right, he's going to go for goal himself, and he scores, and Chelsea are 2-0 in front, and Ross Barkley, the man who used to ply his trade at Goodison Park, may well just have knocked out Liverpool from the FA Cup.
Of course we are disappointed, and it has nothing to do with any games in the Premier League or in the Champions League, but we have now 4 days until we play Bournemouth at 12:30, so we have to be ready, and we will be ready.
Did Klopp take Chelsea too lightly?
No, I don't think he took Chelsea too lightly, to be honest. I think he took the... You heard his interview there. He wasn't bothered.
Yeah.
That's not someone whose team just got beat 2-0 in the fifth round of the FA Cup. That's like, yeah, move on. We got bigger fish to fry. Cole, if you don't have a shot on target after the 31st minute...
For an hour?
Is that because the referee's not giving fouls against you?
Because he kicked...
Hold on, it weren't an hour. What game are you talking about?
You didn't have a shot on target for an hour.
Well, hold on. We hit the keeper about four times.
No, it was first
for an hour. From the 31st minute, you did not have a shot on target.
Hold on, what game are you on about now?
Tonight.
I must be missing that then. Because didn't we just smash the goalie three or four times?
In the first 30 minutes, yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, right, yeah. So,
apart from that...
You've got all the info in front of you, so I can't...
No, we watched the game. We watched the game, Cole. I agree with you that the first 10 to 15 minutes of the second half, you gradually looked like you was getting on top and Chelsea was dropping a little bit deeper. You still didn't create anything. You didn't have a shot. They break away after 64 minutes. Gomez can't be bothered to go and clap. You know what she'd have done?
Yeah.
Gomez should have gone and took him out.
That's harsh.
Here, Al, stay there.
Listen.
Do us a favour. Colin, stay there.
I'm not going to sit here and say...
No, stay there. Do us a favour. Colin, stay there, right? Because Alan's a Chelsea fan. He's got an opinion on this.
Oh, listen, great.
Alan, were you a little bit too forceful with him tonight?
Stop kicking him out.
You can't be kicking him out. You can't be doing that. You know the rules of the game, Sunshine. You've got to let Liverpool through and score, son. All right, Alan?
90% of the aerial challenges from Giroud, Van Dijk, Virgil, he's grabbed hold of him with both arms.
No, he's allowed to do that. Alan, he's allowed to do that. Isn't he, Colin? Colin, he's allowed to do that, isn't he?
Yeah.
See, he's allowed to do it. He says he's allowed to do it, Gal.
You know what I mean, Joe? You're push and shove and this, all that. It's hit and miss. You've got to take it on the chin, mate.
Yeah. Why were you kicking Mane, Alan? Why were you kicking him? That's naughty. You shouldn't be doing that. You know that he's fragile.
I apologise. I won't go on the pitch and kick him again.
That's it. What you do, you've got to let him run through and you've got to let him put the ball in the back of the net,
haven't
you?
I've got to say one thing. Billy Gilmore, what a player.
Oh, but he was kicking people, though, Al. He was tackling.
Should have been sent off for tackling.
He was like,
weren't allowed to take
players.
The ball. Shouldn't have been allowed to do that. He's only 18.
Mane trying to burst into the penalty area, and Billy Gilmore goes across, steps in front of him, and brings the ball out towards this near side.
I mean, he's been absolutely outstanding. He looks about 12 years old. I mean, he's not very tall, is he? He's got the youngest looking.
Tiny.
He's got the youngest looking face on the planet, but he's been outstanding.
He should be in bed. That's another thing. He should be in bed at 18 years of age. He shouldn't be there, should he? What time is it? He's still on the pitch at 9 o'clock. He's got to be home with his cup of cocoa, mate.
And that's what you had to say on a busy night of FA Cup football. If you're tuning in late to the podcast, you're listening to Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast, sponsored by Billy the Hairdresser. On now to Katie Price's brother, Simon Jordan. And he was saying that Daniel Sturridge seeking sympathy may show why his career has gone downhill. That was Simon Jordan's view, alongside Natalie Sawyer and Clinton Morrison, who, of course, owns the supermarket chain.
His talent is beyond dispute. What is that, the hell is wrong with you? You've been sanctioned by the FA, so you're guilty. You've been taken out of that sanction and you've gone to an independent body that has no skin in the game to be able to either clear you or to increase the sanction. They've increased it because they feel the nature of the offence that you were given wasn't strong enough by the governing body. And yet you still don't accept it. You're that stupid and away with yourself that you're going to come back and try and find something. Well, I'm saying, look, perhaps I need to have a look at myself. Perhaps I need to think carefully about what I'm doing, what example I'm setting for others, and understanding and respecting the protocols of the game. No, it's other people's fault. That might explain to you why his career has gone the way it's gone with that sort of disposition.
On now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, which was hosted by the lovely Laura Woods. And alongside her was the even more lovely Ray Parler. They had Michael Dawson on the show, who I once saw in a Costa coffee shop on an afternoon when Spurs were playing at home. I haven't got more to the story other than I saw Michael Dawson in a Costa coffee. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He was saying that Spurs have been poor and Jose Mourinho still doesn't know his best team.
You see the Chelsea result, Leipzig. I mean, I think everyone expected them at home against Leipzig to really dominate, certainly in the first half. Away from home, Leipzig, they were brilliant, and they could have been out of sight. So Spurs to be only 1-0 down going away from home next week, they're quite fortunate and still well in the tie. And look, if anyone can do it, Jose can. It's going to be a tough test over there, and they've got a lot of improvement to go. Look, I think he's finding it hard. He's still rotating. I don't think he knows his best team. You see, Alderweireld and Vertonghen not playing against Wolves at the weekend, a big surprise for myself from the outside. He goes with three at the back. He's changing formations. I think they're in transition at this moment in time. The players that they've brought in, Fernandez, Lo Celso, Dembele, Bergwijn, and even Tanganga, young kid. You lose Harry Kane, no Son. It's going to be a big challenge, and they're struggling at this moment in time.
Staying with the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and Ray Parler, or the Romford Pelé, or as I like to call him, the Romford Edson Arantes do Nascimento. He sits on the fence over who is the biggest club in London, on the back of Jason Cundy saying everyone wants to be like Chelsea. Or, as some people call Jason Cundy, no, actually, I can't read that out.
Every club in London would love to be Chelsea. In fact, most clubs in the country, they would. Last London club to win the Premier League, Chelsea. Last London club to win the League Cup, Chelsea. Last London club to win the FA Cup, Chelsea. Last London club to win the Europa League, Chelsea. Last club and the only club to win the Champions League is Chelsea. I rest my case, my lord.
Yes, we'd all love to be Chelsea from 2003 onwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jason Cundy. Mm. What do you think about his comments there?
Well, it's all about opinions, Laura. I'm sure that's why he said Chelsea. I would say Arsenal, but, you know, I suppose you'll have a Spurs fan saying Spurs. So that's what it's all about. But over the years, you know, from 2003, they've certainly grown as a club. Abramovich come in with lots of money and the team got better, and suddenly Arsenal went downhill and Chelsea went uphill. Mm. But since before
you say
that...
it's down to money.
Before that, well, of course it is.
Completely.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Football's all about money, Laura. You get the best players when you've got more money.
Yes, very good point.
And you see teams grow. I mean, look at Man City is a prime example. Mm. How they've grown and with brilliant players, but it's all down to who's put the most money into the club.
Now I've got a little email here. It says, "Dear Andy, loving the podcast so far, but you weren't on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar last night. Why was that? Well, I was on the Drive Time show." Oh, got a little email here. "Oh, Andy, thanks for answering my question so quickly. You mentioned you were on the Drive Time show." Yeah, blimey, that was quick. "But I didn't get to hear it as I was working." Well, fear not, Mrs. Goldstein, whoever sent that in. Here's what happened when I was on the Drive Time show alongside the legend that is Darren Goff.
I've said it millions of times before. I've never, ever left Old Trafford. I go to most home games. I've never, ever left Old Trafford when Pogba's played and thought he was world-class today, ever.
But he is quality.
Well, I've not seen it.
I will stick up for him. I'm not saying it's worked out for him at Manchester United.
Is he quality?
I think he's another player that's got dragged down. People expected him because they paid the money to pay
for
him to
come
in and lift the old team.
But if you're that good, you should be doing that. You put, okay, you put other world-class players in the United team. For, I'm going to exaggerate point to prove point. Ronaldo or Messi, right? That won't happen, I know.
But where's your other world-class players in a Man United
what I'm
team?
Saying is...
So you're asking Pogba to lift just steady players?
If you pay more money for a player than anyone else, I think, at the time, 90 million...
Don't say Barcelona, because Messi is not lifting. They've had some great players in there. Busquets, Xavi, Iniesta.
No, but listen, when we bought Pogba, we bought in Matic. And the reason we bought Matic... to allow Pogba to play. Right? That didn't work. Then we bought Sanchez, and that was to free up Matic, so Pogba was allowed to play. We kept buying players to allow Pogba to play.
But you still played him quite deep, though, didn't you?
Well, he's played all over the place. I think he should be playing left of a three, like he played at Juve.
Mm.
And he plays sometimes for France as well that way. Yeah. But you look at when he plays for France, he's surrounded by world-class players. You know? So you don't necessarily have to be the shining light in that team. If you've got other great players around
you. I just think Manchester United, with the changes of managers they've had since Sir Alex Ferguson, who obviously did a brilliant job, and people have come on here and criticised him for leaving a poor squad. Well, they have in the past. He left a poor squad and that was the start of it. Yeah, I agree totally. But the managers have come in, the different managers they've brought into the football club have had their own idea of signings. And Van Gaal signed so many, didn't he? So many average players who didn't really fit in. And other managers then since have been left with those players.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
If you look at the
players that Ollie's brought in, I don't see a bad player that's been brought in yet. I think they're all players that will take United, hopefully, to the next level. So the question is Bruno Fernandes the most or the best, I was going to say the most important, the best signing?
Well, he's had the best start. Maguire's been all right since he went there. He's captain now. He's obviously a big influence at Manchester United. Wan-Bissaka has... come into the side has been excellent in games and been outstanding in a few of them.
But I think the reason Bruno's done so well, I mean, he was man of the match at the weekend against Everton.
An influential position he's playing in,
though, isn't it? That's why. Because we were lacking that link-up from, in this case, from defence and midfield to attack. We were lacking someone that could run with the ball. We were lacking someone that could shoot from outside
the area. And score in that position. Because you've had Lingard playing in that position who doesn't score goals. Mm. That's the problem.
And now
you've got a proper player in there.
Yeah, I love Juan Mata, but for whatever reason, it's just not. Maybe he's just too small. Maybe he's a bit. I mean, there's no doubt in the boy's talent. I say the boy's an old man now, but I love Juan Mata. I think it's fantastic. But yeah, I mean, it's a very good question. I can't really answer negatively with, is he the best United signing post Fergie?
I'm Alan Brazil, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Back now to Simon Jordan and Clinton Morrison. They were talking about Phil Foden.
I don't think he needs to go into the England squad at this stage in his development. He's already in the, if not the elite environment, close to it at Man City, because he's playing with international players of great repute on training and working with them on a weekly basis. We're building for the European Championships. It's a tournament that Southgate will be judged on properly this time, I think, because the World Cup was something that no one expected. He got a draw that was incredibly favourable and his stock rose considerably. They beat Spain after that and everyone starts to hit expectations. We got done up by the Dutch when expectations were high on us. We're going to a home tournament. I think Foden will have his time. Mm-hmm. Like everything in this country, it seems to be this idea of this, whoever they are, this has got to happen. Deontay Wilder's got to fight such and such a person. AJ's got to fight Tyson Fury because they say so. When really and truly things come along at a time when they're due to happen. Foden is 18, 19 years of age. He's learning his trade. Yes, Clinton might be right that there's space inside the setup during the friendlies. I would be more inclined to give that to Jack Grealish if there was a debate between the two, because Foden is... at a certain age where I know if you're old enough, if you're good enough, you're old enough, I understand that argument. But Grealish has gone through a lot in his career, from when he was a tearaway and people thought that he was a little bit of an imbecile that couldn't behave himself, to being a leader now amongst a side that's struggling in the division. He's still performing at an incredibly high level. I think he's earned his place in a very difficult position where you've got Madison already there and other players playing in that number 10 spot. That's the place that Grealish would ideally like to play with. I think there's more benefit and more likelihood that if you get into a tournament where your squad is required, that someone like Grealish is going to be of more benefit to the squad than someone like Foden, who's still quite some way away from being the completed article. Mm. A very, very talented young man being handled the same way as Wayne Rooney was handled. Wayne Rooney didn't like it. He didn't like David Moyes benching him. This kid's got a different disposition. He's got a different attitude. Football's evolved and moved on. And Man City are the elite, or one of the elite football clubs, and are winning tournaments and winning cups and winning Premier Leagues and whatever else they're doing that I don't agree with in certain areas. But by the same token, I just think there's an agenda to push people forward for whatever reason, because it just seems the popular thing to do. Foden will have his time. I don't think it's there yet. I think Grealish's time is there.
I'd agree with you. I'm not saying Jack Grealish shouldn't be in there. Obviously, I'm only going on the back of what people are saying, that he's going to get an England call-up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might not be quite ready now, but how do you know? How do you know when you're ready? Unless you go into an environment, that international environment. He's already proved at Man City's environment, where Man City have got some exceptional players. The best midfielder in the world they've got at the moment, Kevin De Bruyne. Without a shadow of doubt, I don't care what anyone wants to say. They can dispute it with me. He's learning from the best players.
If he wasn't at Man City, would he be getting a call-up?
No, probably not. But he's probably not. No, if he wasn't at Man City, he'd be playing week in, week out, because he's good enough to go into any other Premier League team, maybe apart from Liverpool at the moment, and play week in, week out. But Man City have got superstars in midfield, so it takes a bit of time, but he's learning from them. So that's the next best thing for me. He can go on loan to the Championship. People are saying that, yeah, it is good. You can go and play in the Championship, play week in, week out. But you are learning, because it's a different league. But I think when you're there and you're with Pep Guardiola, still one of the best managers in the world, and learning a lot, and the players of David Silva. I don't care what anyone wants to say, he's been a magician in the Premier League. And Phil Foden come out and said he's learned a lot from him. Mm. I don't want Jack Grealish not to be in that England squad. Jack Grealish should 100%.
That's not the debate.
He's 100% should be in that. But if Phil Foden gets called up, why not? He's a super talent. A lot of people have been talking about it. And Simon's right, it's nothing to do with age. If you're good enough, you're old enough to get into any squad.
Now, of course, there's a big game of FA Cup football on Thursday night, tomorrow, as Manchester United head to Derby. And of course, on the back of that, we can take your calls, me and Jason, from 10 p.m. on the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar. Anyway, ahead of that game, Shay Given was on Breakfast alongside Ray Parler and Laura Woods. And he was saying he reckons Wayne Rooney will celebrate if he scores against Manchester United for Derby, which he probably will. And it'll probably be the winner. And it'll be another awful show for me. Can't wait.
Wayne's just one of the people who loves playing football, loves scoring goals, and I think he will. Maybe he will have some probably respect, I'm sure, for his old club. But at the same time, in the heat of the moment, you know, I never really understand players who don't celebrate, because yeah. Even when I was playing out the field as a goalkeeper and I scored in training, I was maybe doing a knee slide or something, just because it's just a feeling when the ball hits the back of the net. It's a special feeling.
Hello, Barry Glendening here. You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And that game, would you believe it, another game of live FA Cup football, is live on TalkSport tomorrow night at 7.45 kickoff, but our transmission begins at 7 p.m. Derby against Manchester United. And of course, on the back of it, you can have your say on my show. I know you know, but in case there are new listeners to the podcast, you may not know, and I've just told you, and now you know, so stop moaning. Talking of moaning, we can head over to Andy Jacobs alongside Paul Hawksby. They, of course, present the remarkably popular Hawksby and Jacobs on TalkSport, where, if you've not heard it, it's just two old men moaning. Well, it's not really two. It's just Andy Jacobs moaning and going, what's the point of this? What's the point of that? In fact, I'm surprised they haven't had a feature called What's the Point of This? I mean, they had one called 275, or I still didn't understand the point of that. Maybe they should bring in What's the Point of This with Angry Jacobs. Anyway, glad I've got that off my chest.
Chris Court wrote to The Sun today. I've been round to his house. I've retuned his TV. He's now only allowed to watch cycling after this letter.
Okay, right.
Olympian Laura Kenny was so courageous getting back on her bike.
Well,
she was.
Quite a nasty fall.
It was. After a horrific crash at the World Championship Omnium. I agree with all of that.
Yeah.
This is the bit that annoys me. Mm. Footballers who go to ground at the slightest touch, take note.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that, do you? So you want to just salute Laura without knocking football. So I've gone around, I've retuned his TV, he'll never receive football ever again.
Eurosport is tuned permanently to Eurosport.
Yeah,
he can only watch cycling
on a loop.
We mentioned earlier on that Lewis Gardner made his return to Southend, and we're pleased to see him play football. Should he ever wish to have a career in TV,
yes.
We thought we might have a few TV formats for him.
Oh yeah, we've got the callers as well.
And Gab Cancello got in touch, he said Horse Guards Parade, the Southend player talks through a procession of floats and eggs and does it all with a sore throat. Okay.
Because he's hoarse.
Oh, yeah, that's
a bit laboured.
Sorry, not like you. That wasn't bad, though. I'm sorry. I sold it short there, yeah. Gab. We appreciate your input, as always. Daz says, caught off guard. Lewis bowls to celebrities to see how many he can get caught off guard.
That's good.
And he also said, we were compiling a list of the very best talk sport callers to Adrian on Drive. Hello, Adrian. Mick in Hucknall here.
Is that such a place?
Can't afford to go at the games anymore. Money's too tight to mention, says Daz. Adrian in Durham. That was, it's gone route one as Phil in Oxford. Hello, Adrian. It's Terence Trent in Derby. That's from
That's
Tom.
Ridiculous.
Guard it, capital letters IT, with your life. Lewis looks after Pennywise the Clown as he takes him on a tour of the UK.
Was it 275 or what was it called, Tom?
It's 175 because Andy...
Yeah, I don't really care the reason for why it was called 175. Now, of course, that's nearly it for the podcast. A reminder, of course, you can download it from Acast, Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, we've already downloaded it. You keep telling us that every night.
Yeah, I still don't actually understand why I'm telling you that. Otherwise, of course, if you haven't downloaded it, you won't be listening to it. So,
that's my point.
All right, well, I'm just reiterating your point. Man in the corner that doesn't really exist. Before I go, let me tell you about more live football that's on TalkSport. My goodness, it doesn't stop. 7:45 kickoff tonight, Sheffield Wednesday against Manchester City. Of course, another FA Cup fifth round tie live on TalkSport. And after that, from 10 p.m, you can have your say on my show. During that game, there'll also be updates from Leicester against Birmingham and Spurs against Norwich, a game you can hear live if you want on TalkSport 2. Well, before I go, I had a little idea, right? So I thought we could have a little game of unfollow Max Rushton, is what I've called it. Now, currently, Max Rushton has, I don't know how, I mean, he must have bought these, jeez, on Twitter. He's got just over 295,000 followers on Twitter. I mean, again, I've no idea how he's managed to get it up to that level. That's about 294,000 too many, and even that would be too many. But here's the game. I'll update you with this every single day you download the podcast. Unfollow Max is what we're calling it. I'm going to get as many of you as possible to unfollow Rushton. Don't tell him we're doing it. And then every day, it'll be, that's a bit weird, my followers are going down. And every day I'll update, let's get Max down to zero, if we can do that. I mean, under 10 will be good, we'll be winning, but as low as, so if you follow Rushton, unfollow him. You can follow him again in about a month's time, but unfollow Rushton. I'll keep you up to date with this throughout the next few podcasts. At the moment, we're just over 295,000 followers. So there you go, a little bit of fun at his expense. Well, we did take my job when my wife was pregnant and we just... got a new mortgage, but that's more under the bridge. I don't care about that anymore. Right, that's it for another podcast. Thanks so much for listening. A reminder, I'm back tonight on Sports Bar from 10 p.m. with the Fun Boy, taking calls on a busy night of football. As always, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talk Sport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.